Trinidad Ruiz lives in Barrow, the most northern city in the United States, but her roots run south across the border to Mexico. She went south to find out about her family from an aunt. There she discovered some family secrets.
She's pretty old now. I think she's one of the last ones left from my father's side of the family. She gave me lots of pictures. She gave me pictures of my grandfather and grandmother and my great-grandfather and great-grandmother. And she told me a lot of history about the family. My grandfather, I found out, and this is gossip from the family, that he was a womanizer. He had an affair and had three children with my grandmother's sister. And my grandmother's sister suffered from severe depression and couldn't take care of her children. So then my grandmother was taking care of her sister's children who were fathered by her husband. And when I heard that, you know, I started crying because I said, you know, what a kind person. Because I'm pretty sure she was probably pretty pissed at her sister as well as her husband, you know. That's just something you don't do, especially with your own sister, you know. Come on. So she basically took care of her sister's kids and would also take care of her sister, too, because her sister was pretty depressed. I had never heard that. And when my auntie told me the story, she says, please don't tell anybody. Please don't tell anybody. This is a family secret that you must not spread. And I said, no, I'm sorry, auntie. I said, I can't keep this a secret in the family because everybody needs to know. She says, yeah. She says, I guess you're right. She says, go ahead. Just tell everybody. So me being the big mouth that I am, I had a good time. So that was another secret from the family, from my father's side, who was so strict, you know, the very traditional strict person. So maybe in a way my father knew that, and that's why, you know, his standards were so high. Maybe he didn't want to be like his father.
Trinidad Ruiz told her story in Barrow as part of the StoryCorps Alaska Project, a six-month effort to gather the diverse voices of Alaskans. The stories will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.